AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Iran war stirred confrontation on Capitol Hill today. Lisa Dwyer reports President Trump berated Republican senators at a closed-door meeting.
For allowing a vote to block his war in Iran, Trump had particular words for the four Republican senators who voted with Democrats.
We like everybody really in the room. I don't like a few people, but that's okay. I think you know who they are.
Most Republicans stayed quiet during the meeting, but Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who lost re-election in his primary last month after Trump endorsed an opponent, stood up and defended his vote.
I'm voting for war powers until I get a briefing.
Adding,
but I, again, matched his tone.
And says,
the American people need to know more than we are being told.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the UN Nuclear Agency says its inspectors will visit Iran's nuclear enrichment sites. However, an Iranian diplomat insists that'll only happen after a final deal with the U.S. is reached. Back to U.S. politics, Julie Walker reports New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani has emerged from Tuesday's primaries as a force within the Democratic Party.
All eight candidates he endorsed won with two defeating sitting congressmen. The Democratic Socialist says he's helping write a new chapter in the party's history.
I believe that that will be key in not just the midterms coming up in November, but also in the years to come, where Americans will be asking themselves, is this a party that is willing to go beyond just standing up to the cruelty of the federal administration, but also a party that's willing to stand up for a vision that looks at the struggles that working people are living through.
While progressives celebrate, some of the most powerful Democrats in Washington, including House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who campaigned against some Mamdani candidates, downplayed the impact of the 34-year-old mayor. Others fear he and his loyalists may push the party too far left ahead of November's midterm elections, when voters across the nation will decide which party controls Congress. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake has shaken Venezuela, collapsing buildings in the capital, Caracas. And a 6.9 magnitude quake struck off Japan's northern coast. Its meteorological agency, however, says there is no danger of a tsunami. Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports a rural area of Northern California has experienced its strongest earthquake since 1940.
It was a 5.9 magnitude quake centered near Willits, California, about 2 hours northeast of San Francisco. The area in Mendocino County is dotted with small agricultural towns. Police report some injuries. Bree Leon and her colleagues had just opened a restaurant when the building started shaking, rattling plates and liquor bottles. A seismologist says the area is not on a major fault line. Usually, the quakes there are smaller than this. Three other quakes struck near the epicenter within an hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.